Yes, when I first started work, the housing formed quite an important part of the duties. Stamford did have a lot of slums, slum dwellings. They had a lot of what they call courts or yards, and this I'm not sure the numbers approximately. They were probably getting on for 200 houses. These houses. Common sort of setup would be about 16 houses in a small area or yard. They would have, say, they three WCs in a block, which was for the use of the whole of the yard. There'd probably be one standpipe with a drain adjacent to it, where everyone had to go out and for their water supply. And there'd be a small building with perhaps a couple of solid fuel coppers in to do the household wash. The houses themselves would have no drainage, no sinks. They'd be literally possibly one room with a small scullery on the ground floor, with say two bedrooms on the first floor, and they may possibly, if they were lucky, have an attic room. They were mostly overcrowded, and they would only have windows in the front. They'd have what we call no through ventilation, and there would be a yard of youngish families with no amenity whatsoever.